USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as another Democrat drops out of the race. Mayor Pete hanging up his hat after a disappointing fourth-place finish in South Carolina. On Sunday, as other Democrats visit Selma, Alabama, ahead of Super Tuesday, Mayor Pete in Plains, Georgia, meeting with former President Jimmy Carter. The two having coffee at the Buffalo Cafe on Main Street. And after the breakfast meeting, Mayor Pete speaking with reporters and slipping, referring to Bernie Sanders as President Sanders. Listen.
President Sanders, or the right alternative to Senator Sanders, but also the right alternative to President Trump.
And after finishing third in South Carolina, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer dropping out of the race Saturday night.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them," explanation point. This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during this Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
Super Tuesday is not the end, so only the beginning.
To the Sunday talk show circuit now, former Vice President Joe Biden, the winner in South Carolina by a wide margin, looking ahead. He tells ABC's This Week program,
"We're about even on delegates right now. We've had more popular votes thus far than Sanders does."
And as for the final numbers, Biden getting 48% of the vote in South Carolina, Sanders coming in a distant second place at 20%, Tom Steyer in third place, Mayor Pete in fourth place. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In Israel, voters heading into their third election for prime minister in the last year, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
For the third time in under a year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks re-election. After two inconclusive elections last year, opinion polls forecast another stalemate, a troubling scenario for Netanyahu, who will go on trial with corruption charges just 2 weeks after Monday's vote. The Israeli leader, meanwhile, was forced to drop his bid for immunity from prosecution, and just this week, Israel battled Gaza militants in a two-day round of fighting. I'm John Hunt.
The death of a carriage horse in New York City's Central Park, drawing outrage from animal rights groups. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A Central Park carriage horse collapsing on the job and later euthanized, according to its owners. Viral video shows the horse falling repeatedly in the park, unable to stand up, eventually carried away. This is an activist from New Yorkers for Clean, Livable, and Safe Streets.
Instead of calling a qualified vet to help this horse, several carriage drivers tied him up with ropes, pulled him into a trailer, and they took him back to the stable.
She says those situations have happened before, but nobody's held accountable. The historic horse-drawn carriages of Central Park say the horse had suffered a cardiac issue that was unrelated to his job and that he was humanely euthanized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.